So the next question, question 50, asks, what is required in the second commandment? What is required in the second commandment? And it says there, the second commandment requires the receiving, observing, and keeping pure and entire all such religious worship and ordinances as God has appointed in his word. Now, all the commandments have to do with the way we live our lives, before God and before one another. But these next three commandments, the second and the third and the fourth, particularly deal with the matter of our worship towards God, how we worship him, our acts of love and devotion to God, both private and in particular public. So much of the scripture is concerned with the way that God's people, when they come together, publicly worship God. And we are to worship God in a way which is holy. That means a way that he, God, commands, that he takes pleasure in, not something that we make up for ourselves. Now, this is a most important point. There are people who will say, sure, we've got to worship God, but the way we do it is really up to us. So if we want to have, you know, various forms of entertainment or whatever it might be, well, that's okay, as long as our hearts are sincere. Now, that is actually rather dangerous. God alone tells us the way we are to worship him. Now, that doesn't mean that every church will be the same, or that every faithful church will be the same. You could go to a faithful gospel church in the Highlands of Scotland. You could go to a faithful gospel church in a great city in Brazil. There are probably many more gospel churches in Brazil than there are in Scotland today. There's a fact. And they'll be very different. And yet, if they're faithful, they are worshipping God according to what he commands, what he decides. If you've been following the Bible readings in Exodus in the last few weeks, you will have seen that the Lord commanded Moses and commanded Israel to build the tabernacle. And the tabernacle was a place where God was to be worshipped, where God himself dwelt. And in several places the Lord says words like this to Moses: exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and all of its furniture, so you shall make it. Make sure you do everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Now, understand this, brothers and sisters. When we come together as the church, we are coming to a holy God. We are engaging in heavenly worship. We are in the most holy place. And above all, when the Lord says that we are to keep his worship pure and entire, we are to come through one way only, one means only, one man only. When we come to worship God, children, who do we come through? We come through who? Through God, and we come through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Why do we have the Lord's Supper today? Because the Lord Jesus Christ commanded it. Because he spoke of it. Because it speaks of him. It tells us about his body and his blood. The only way to come to God is the way that God himself has said we should come by. And that is through Jesus Christ alone. So let's say the answer to this question together, shall we? What is required in the second commandment? The second commandment requires the receiving, observing, and keeping pure and entire all such religious worship and ordinances as God has appointed in his word.